So what makes the perfect playlist? One of life's great joys, as we know, is matching the moment with the right song. And we are in summer season now. So let's take a listen to some songs that seem right for this time of year. And we have, again, Alt Latinos Felix Contreras and Ana Maria Sayer with their selections. Hello to both of you.
Hey there.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. So let's get straight to it. Felix, let me start with you. Let's listen to a cut from Gafiera, Rio, Miami.
Eu sou é madeira, em samba de roda já dei muito nó. Em roda de samba sou considerada. De chinelo novo brinquei, carnaval, carnaval. Sou é madeira, meu peito é do povo, do samba e da gente. E dou meu recado de coração quente. Não ligo a tristeza, não furo, eu sou gente.
And Felix, honest to goodness, when I got a list and started listening to this music before I saw the script, I jotted down, this should be a concert opener. You know, a Brazilian big band, it quickens the pulse. That's what I hear. Felix, tell us about this song and what you hear.
Okay, in the spirit of the summer playlist, this is the afternoon song, okay? This is a band called Gafiera, Rio, Miami. And what makes this band stand out to me is that it's a big band approach for music that we normally associate with big bands with drums, the samba. Now, the story of this track starts with the band's name. And according to band leader Diogo Brown, Gafiera means a couple of different things. It's a type of samba that's danced in pairs. It's also a name for informal dance halls that were in Rio de Janeiro in the early 20th century. The introduction of big bands to these dance halls comes directly from the popularity of big bands here in the U.S. Brazilian musicians created their own version of big bands, and instead of swing, it was samba. Mm-hmm. And this band is a group of musicians in Miami who are, in fact, bringing back that lost art of big band samba. It's a fantastic concept. The track we're hearing is called Noma Madeira.
Yeah, I love it. Ana, let's transition to what to me is a more complex, emotional sound. This is the Puerto Rican producer Tiny from his newly released record.
Yo no puedo, no conozco esa expresión. Pásame un lápiz, prende el micrófono. Estar en paz con uno es la intención. Voy pa' la calle más y dame tu bendición. Acepto la vida como venga y dejo que las cosas pasen. Sabiendo mi propósito, lo intento que fracase. Compito conmigo mismo sin importar lo que los demás hacen. Doy lo mejor de mí y aunque no he sido perfecto, no me compare con nadie. Todo el mundo tiene su trayecto. A cualquiera le llega su momento.
The song is Sacrificio and it's reflective to me. I don't know if it is about the piano. We're going to hear violins come in. Ana, as we listen to this, tell us about him and what you hear in this album.
Yeah, I think you heard a surprise from Felix, because this is not necessarily something you would expect from Tiny. He is, you know, one of the biggest Latin producers in the game right now. He is bringing you productions for, at this point, household names like Bad Bunny, like sometimes Carol G. This is actually his debut album. He himself has never released his own solo album, and so I was really excited. This track specifically, I really wanted to talk about this one because I think it shows really how well he's representing the versatility of his style on this album. I mean, he definitely has a traditional sound a lot of us associate with his productions, very much rooted in that traditional Puerto Rican reggaeton dembow. A lot of his music leans that direction. Santos, too, who is the singer on this record, is again a very traditional straight-ahead reggaetonero who he invited on this track, and they both pushed the boundaries for both of them stylistically. I love when producers get to have free reign like this, because they're always representing someone else's vision, and he really gets to bring himself to the forefront here.
All right, Felix, this next song is Cuando Hablas Así by Cumbia Queers and Nacho Vegas. And as we listen to it, I've got a more general question for you. Felix, what I hear in many of your picks is this percussive power. in some cases almost a little heavier on the rhythm, a little lighter on the vocals. For those of us who need a Latin music 101 moment, is there a common thread here?
Well, the common thread, and Anna and I are laughing, is because I'm a percussionist.
Is that Felix is exposed?
I'll always fall for the rhythmic things first. But what we're listening to right here is a cumbia. And cumbia queers is from Argentina. They made a name for themselves mixing Argentine cumbia with things like hip-hop, soul, electronic. You know, I brought this track because of the laid-back cumbia groove. Cumbia is originally from Colombia. It's an Afro-Colombian tradition. But it has spread all across Latin America, and each country adds their own flavor. In Peru, for example, it's called chicha. They use electric guitars. It's very, very psychedelic. And Argentina favors this slow, loping groove. And it's a great template to add all kinds of things on top of it. But it's powered by that boom, that part is central to all the rhythms and played across Latin America. It's just how they interpret it and what they add to it. Cumbia Queers is very good at adding their own thing and just making it jump, just making it sparkle.
Yeah. Anna, we're going to play my favorite in this group, the powerful voice of Maria Jose Yergo. She's from Spain, and the song is Rueda, Rueda. Her voice has this, to me, this remarkable range. And the pace of the song, when you listen to it from the start, it's pulsating at the start and then settles into this fabulous rhythm. Ana Maria, why did you pick it?
Yeah, so this is why Felix and I make such a good pair, because while he's always going for those percussive beats, I'm like, mix those vocals right up front. I love a good strong vocalist, and Maria Jose Yergo is absolutely representative of that. But I would also say, like you mentioned, this beat definitely not to be ignored or discounted. I mean, it is that really solid, continuous, constant flamenco beat that really ties this track together. And the reason I want to point that out as well is because this track and generally her style is very much doing this kind of flamenco pop mix that a lot of people typically associate with an artist like Rosalía, for example. But the thing to note about Maria Jose Yergo is that she is actually from the Andalusian region of Spain. She did move to Barcelona, but she is really representing a lot of her experience, specifically being Roma, which flamenco is actually a Romani tradition. It's a Romani form of music. And so she's actually really taking this style, mixing it with pop and using it to kind of express a lot around her experiences and a lot of the actual discrimination that she experienced growing up. So she's kind of taking the genre and using it to express that. So it's really exciting to hear that she's back and creating more sounds like this. She's incredibly talented.
Yeah. All right, and before I let you go, time of day, when you think about the songs we've heard, to me, I think about transitioning from the work day to my day. But how do you think about it?
I like that. I mean, we're bad people to ask about that because I think it's part of every single part of the day.
Well, that's true.
I wake up listening, I go to bed listening, I walk the dog listening. But I think maybe to me a through line a lot of the songs we brought on here is there's a lot of history to them. There's a lot of emotion to them. I think when I was listening to that Maria song, she had once said that flamenco tells you more about Spain than the Spanish textbooks do. And I think I love to sit with some of these songs and really think about the stories they're telling. So I don't know what the best time of day for that is.
We're going to say thank you, as always, to Alt Latino's Felix Contreras and Ana Maria Sayer.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.